The Georgia Lions Lighthouse Foundation has made a spectacle of fashion, literally. Well, the foundation provides vision care and glasses to more than 6,000 low-income, uninsured, and underinsured folks in Georgia. And it recently had an annual fashion show fundraiser over the weekend, and we'll talk about that. This is where area designer students created dresses made out of recycled glasses. And joining us in our Closer Look studio to talk about this, Allison Calkey with the Lighthouse Foundation and designer Tyra Hart from the Art Institute of Atlanta. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Allison, I'll start with you. You just had a fundraiser. Are these the type of events that the foundation looks to help raise awareness and funds for the mission of your foundation? Tell us about that mission.
Yes. Yeah, so this is our premier fundraising event. So this was actually the eighth year that we've had the event. It's our largest event. Our organization, like you said, provides vision services. We also provide hearing services. And so the idea of the event was 8 years ago. We also have an eyeglass recycling program. And we had, so we're kind of a donation site. And we have thousands of eyeglasses. And we had all of these broken, unusable pieces that were piling up. And we were like, what do we do with these? We're a recycling center. We don't want to throw them away. So someone had the very innovative idea to create a fundraising event for the organization and partner with design students and have them fabricate dresses that were embellished with these pieces.
When you mentioned the eyeglasses that you provide hearing services as well, let's go back a little bit because I'm curious as to how you got involved. This is a foundation that you helped start or were you,
no,
you just, you
I just
aboard?
I just work there. So I just came across the organization, was looking for a job, and I became very passionate about the mission. People are losing jobs because they can't afford eyeglasses. It's something so simple. It's something so primary, and you know, I'm very passionate about that. It's such a simple thing that people lack access to in a very big way.
Let's take a look, and before we get to the designs, let's talk about the event for a moment, because all nonprofits are looking for ways to get visibility. When you heard this idea, were you saying to yourself, wow, this is something that will get us more on the radar, it'll give us a bit of a publicity boost, and perhaps attract more donations?
Yes. I think that it's such a unique way to collaborate. We're coming across, you know, I met Tyra, I work at a healthcare nonprofit and she's a fashion designer. So it's a very unique event. It's a great opportunity to raise awareness in the community with a different generation of people, with all different groups of people. Instead of just the healthcare community, we have our partners that know about us, but it absolutely, I think it's a really innovative, exciting way for us to expand our touch.
And is that something you think nonprofits in general are going to have to do, because there is that, let's face it, some competition for the charity dollar. So
Absolutely. Is
this kind of event the thing that might have to be in everybody's model from now on?
I think so. I think it does kind of turn on, you know, it's a traditional fundraising event. We have a silent auction. We have a lot of the very typical traditional ways of fundraising, but incorporating something that's so unique and so different that is, you know, entices people and is a little bit more, it's intriguing. It's like, what is this? And we have people on board that, again, like I said, we would never cross paths with these people, and it really connects us with an entirely different group of people. So I absolutely think that's, they're going to have to be more inventive because it's a very saturated, competitive area, charity events.
How do you all make sure that you're reaching those people who need this type of service when you talked about the underinsured and low income? Mm-hmm. Do you work with other state agencies? Do you work with other organizations to help you identify folks that might need assistance?
We do. So we touch all counties in Georgia. We have a network of over 300 healthcare partners. So we partner with optometrists, ophthalmologists, hearing providers, healthcare professionals. We partner with 28 charitable clinics throughout the state. So we have a very vast network of people, and it's a lot of referrals. And again, I mean, people, ophthalmologists, we partner for our eye surgery program. We partner with these doctors, and people come in and they need surgery to save their sight, and they can't afford it. And so from there, they would be referred into our program.
Tyra, I want to bring you into this now because you're a designer and you're at the
Yes.
Art Institute. So your challenge was to do something with these recycled eyeglasses. What did you come up with? What was the first thing going through your mind? Was it like, how am I going to do this?
Yes. We were told that there was a room full of eyeglass lenses that we could go and, you know, just have fun picking out what we needed. And there were boxes and boxes of eyeglass lenses. And we were, it was me and two of my other classmates, and we were in there. We were going through these lenses like it was treasure. It was really a great experience because we were looking at all, it's just so many shapes and colors, and the ideas are running through your mind. Like, what, you know, what? We sent in the sketch first, so we already had a basis of what we were going to do. We set the foundation, and you know, designs are kind of cool because, yeah, you have a rough sketch or a really good sketch, but then it morphs into something more.
And this is different from silk or chiffon. These are eyeglasses that you're going to make dresses out of.
And you're using them in conjunction with the fabric, and it's very tough.
So what'd you come up with?
I came up with, I drew on the Art Deco or Art Nouveau aspect of the times of the 1920s. And
that sounds like a heavy dress.
It's a heavy dress.
Yeah, how do you design? You know, I get the idea of Art Deco and maybe Art Nouveau even. That sounds pretty cool for a recycling lens. But how do you physically design them into the dress?
I made them into flowers. I made the lenses look like blooms on a vine going up her bodice and down her spine. And I put beads in, crystal beads, and I made those look like they were drops of rain falling down. The crystals were in all sorts of beautiful clear. Some had like a silvery tone, and so it made it look like water as it falls down on a window.
So you were really looking for the sparkle that the lenses sparkle had to start with, right?
To start with. I used the natural lens. I used their natural beauty because they were blue. They were rose colored. They were lavender colored. Some were like a light gray that complemented her gown. So I love the natural look of the lenses.
So where can I wear this dress to?
Night of Spectacles.
And I talked to Tyra while she was making her dress, and I mean, she was like sanding the lenses and drilling holes in them and trying to melt them down. It's very unnatural to use these on a dress.
A friend of mine drilled holes because she saw where I was running out of time, and she had a drill, and she took the lenses and she drilled the holes. I was carrying around a drill, and people were confused. They were like, "You're making a dress.
What are you drilling?"
Yeah, real quickly, Allison, how do you decide which lenses to recycle for designs like this, and which ones, you know, people can actually use? Because as you mentioned, you've got a lot of underserved people who really need the lenses to see through.
Absolutely. So we actually, the glasses that we provide to people in Georgia, we're actually fabricating those glasses in an optical lab that we have on site. The glasses that we recycle, we sort them, we wash them, we read them for their prescription. And a lot of them are just, they become broken in the transfer. So we sort those out to use them and reserve them for the competition. But because it's a prescription, we are not able to redistribute them in Georgia. So it's interesting, right? So we're able to send them overseas. Mission medical mission groups will request glasses, and we actually will package them and give them to the groups to take overseas.
And I know there are many listeners out there who have a kitchen drawer full of glasses. Mm-hmm. If they want to donate them to your organization, how can they do so?
They can do so if they live near in Atlanta. They can bring them to our Chamblee office. We have a bin outside that's there 24/7. Otherwise, we partner with schools and other Lions clubs. You can drop them off. You can find a donation site in your area.
We've been speaking with Allison Kolke with the Lighthouse Foundation and designer Tyra Hart, who made a dress out of eyeglasses. And I believe we have pictures of that dress on our website at wabe.org.
Yeah.
Thank you both for coming in and taking the time.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.